This is the Sakar Murli of 22nd of March 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you should have the intoxication that you are becoming the masters of heaven, the wonder of the world, which your Parlokic Father is creating for you. Question. What attainments do we receive by keeping the company of the Father? Answer. By keeping the company of the Father, we claim a right to liberation and liberation in life. The company of the Father takes us across. Baba makes us belong to him and makes us into theists and trikaldashi, knowers of the three aspects of time. We come to know the Creator and then the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. Song. Have patience, O man. Your days of happiness are about to come. Om Shanti. Who says this? It is only the Father who says it to the children. He has to say it to all the children because all of them are unhappy and impatient. They remember the Father and say, "Come and liberate us from sorrow and show us the path to happiness." Human beings, especially the people of Bharat, do not remember that they were very happy. Bharat was a most ancient, wonderful land. People speak of the wonders of the world. Here in the kingdom of Ravan, they speak of the seven wonders. Those are physical wonders. The Father explains that they are the wonders of Maya, through which there is sorrow. The wonder of Rama, of the Father, is heaven. That is the wonder of the world. Bharat was heaven, and it was like diamonds. It was the kingdom of the deities. The people of Bharat have forgotten all of this. They bow their heads in front of the deity idols and worship them, but they should at least know the biographies of those they worship. The unlimited Father sits here and explains that you have come here to the Parlokic Father. The Parlokic Father is the one who establishes heaven. No human being can carry out this task. The Father says to this one, Brahma, "Hey, old Tamopradan soul of Sri Krishna, you do not know of your own births. When you were Sri Krishna, you were Satopradan. Now, having taken 84 births, you have become Tamopradan. You have had many different names. You have now been given the name Brahma. Brahma becomes Vishnu, that is Sri Krishna. It is the same thing. Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. Brahmins, the mouth-born children of Brahma, then become deities. Those deities then become Shudras. You have now become Brahmins. The Father now sits here and explains to you, children, that these are the versions of God. You are students. Therefore, you should have so much happiness. However, there isn't that much happiness. Wealthy people remain very happy with the intoxication of their wealth. Here, although you have become God's children, you don't have that much happiness. They do not understand that they are the ones with stone intellects. If it is not in their fortune, they are unable to imbibe this knowledge. The Father is now making you worthy of being in a temple, but the company of Maya is no less. It is sung that good company takes you across, and bad company drowns you. The Father's company takes you into liberation and liberation in life, and then the bad company of Ravan takes you into degradation. There is the company of the five vices. On the path of devotion, they call it the company of the truth, satsang, but they continue to come down the ladder. If someone on a ladder stumbles, he would definitely fall. Only the Father is the bestower of salvation for all. No matter who it is, he will point upwards to God. Now, who apart from the Father could give his introduction to the children? Only the Father himself gives his introduction to the children. He makes them belong to him and gives them this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. The Father says, I come and make you into theists, and I also make you trikaldashi. This is in the drama. Sages and holy men, etc., do not know this. Other dramas are limited, whereas this drama is unlimited. In this unlimited drama, we see a lot of happiness, and we also see a lot of sorrow. Just look at what the account between Krishna and the Christians is like in this drama. They fought and took the kingdom of Bharat. However, you do not fight. They fight amongst themselves, and you take the kingdom. This is fixed in the drama. No one knows these things. Only the one Father, the ocean of this knowledge, gives you knowledge. He grants salvation to all. When there was the kingdom of deities in Bharat, you had salvation. All the other souls were in the land of liberation. Bharat was golden. You used to rule there. The golden age was the Sun Dynasty kingdom. You are now listening to the story of true Narayan. This is the story of changing from an ordinary human into Narayan. Write this in big letters. Through the true Gita, Bharat becomes the land of truth, worth a pound. The Father comes and speaks the true Gita. He teaches you easy Raja Yoga, and you become worth a pound. Baba explains many such short stories, but because of their body consciousness, some children forget these. When they become soul conscious, they can also imbibe this knowledge. Because of being body conscious, they are not able to imbibe it. The Father now explains, I don't say that I am omnipresent. You call me the mother and father. What does that mean? You sing, through your mercy we receive a lot of happiness. However, there is sorrow now. What time does this praise belong to? They do not even understand this. Just as birds chirp without understanding anything, so they too continue to chirp without understanding anything. The Father sits here and explains, all of that is unrighteous. Who made you unrighteous? Ravan. When Bharat was a land of truth, everyone spoke the truth. There was no stealing or cheating, etc. Here there is so much stealing, etc. There is cheating and only cheating throughout the whole world. This world is called a world of sin, a world of sorrow. The golden age is called a world of happiness. This is a vicious brothel. The golden age is the temple of Shiva. The Father sits here and explains to you so clearly. The name is very good, Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University. The Father now comes and makes you sensible. He says, conquer these vices and you will become the conquerors of the world. Lust is your greatest enemy. This is why children call out, come and make us into gods and goddesses. Only you children know the Father's accurate praise. People neither know the Father nor his praise. You know that he is the ocean of love. The Father narrates all of this knowledge to you children. This is his love for you. A teacher teaches students, and the students thereby become great from nothing. You children also have to become oceans of love like the Father. You have to explain to everyone with a lot of love. The Father says, you must have love for one another. The number one love is to give the Father's introduction. You make this incognito donation. You should not have any dislike for one another. Otherwise, you will have to experience punishment. If you reject anyone, you will be punished. Never have hatred for anyone. Never reject anyone. You became impure by becoming body conscious. The Father makes you soul conscious, and you thereby become pure. Explain to everyone, the cycle of 84 births has now ended. Those who were the Sun Dynasty emperors and empresses have now taken 84 births. They have come down and fallen on the ground. The Father is now once again making you into emperors and empresses. The Father simply says, constantly remember me alone, and you will become pure. You children have to become merciful and think about doing service throughout the day. The Father continues to give directions. Sweet children, become merciful so that you can make unhappy souls happy. Write them very brief letters. The Father says, remember me and remember your inheritance. Only the one Shiv Baba is praised. People do not even know the praise of the Father. You can also write a letter in Hindi. You children should have enthusiasm for doing service. Many people try to commit suicide. Explain to them that it is the greatest sin to commit suicide. It is Shiv Baba who is now giving Srimat to you children. He is Sri Sri Shiv Baba. He makes you into Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan. He alone is Sri Sri. He never comes into the cycle. You receive the title of Sri. Nowadays, everyone is given the title Sri. There is such a great contrast between those viceless people and these vicious people. There is the difference of day and night. The Father continues to tell you every day. First become soul conscious and then give the message to everyone. You are also the children of the messenger. There is only the one who is the bestower of salvation for all. The founders of religions would not be called gurus. There is only the one who grants salvation, Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Do not have dislike or hatred for anyone. Become merciful and do the service of making unhappy souls happy. Become master oceans of love like the Father. 2. Stay in the intoxication and happiness of being the children of God. Never go into the bad company of Maya. Become soul conscious and imbibe this knowledge. Blessing. May you be a master comforter of hearts and give comfort to each one's heart as a bestower of blessings, like the Father. The children who are embodiments of blessings, bestowers of blessings, like the Father, never look at anyone's weaknesses. They are merciful towards everyone. Just as the Father never keeps anyone's weaknesses in his heart, in the same way, the children who are bestowers of blessings never imbibe anyone's weaknesses. They are master comforters of hearts who give comfort to each one's heart. Therefore, whether they are companions or subjects, everyone sings praise of them. The blessing that emerges for them from everyone is, you are constantly loving and cooperative. Slogan. At the confluence age, elevated souls are those who are carefree emperors. Avyakt signal. Adopt the culture of truth and good manners. Never try to prove the truth by letting go of your manners. The sign of good manners is humility. This humility easily enables you to carry out this renewal. Unless you become humble, you cannot bring about renewal. The power of this knowledge is peace and love. You have made anger, the power of ignorance, your sanskar very well, and also you continue to use it. And you then also continue to ask for forgiveness. In the same way, now make every virtue and every point of this knowledge your sanskar, and you will continue to develop good manners. Om Shanti. Invaluable Elevated Versions of Mateshwari. 1. This is a hundredfold punishment for knowledgeable children who make mistakes. You have come to the imperishable sacrificial fire of this knowledge and caught hold of the hand of the Supreme Soul in person. So, if you commit any sin due to one reason or another, the punishment for that is very severe. Just as by taking this knowledge, you have 100% benefit. In the same way, if after taking knowledge you make a mistake, then there is also 100-fold punishment. So you have to be very cautious. If you continue to make mistakes, you will become weak. Therefore, continue to monitor your small and big mistakes. Be careful in future and keep moving forward. Look, when a wise, great person does something bad, there is severe punishment for him. Whereas if a person who has already fallen does something bad, there isn't that much punishment for him. You are now called God's children, and so you have to imbibe just as many divine virtues. You have come to the true Father, and so you have to remain honest and truthful. 2. How is God, Janijananhar, knower of all? People say that God is Janijananhar, but this doesn't mean that Jananha knows what is in everyone's heart, but he does know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the creation of the world. It isn't that God, the Creator, sustains the world and also destroys it. That would mean that God creates the world, sustains it, and then also destroys it. But it is not like that. Human beings take birth according to their karmic accounts. So this doesn't mean that God would sit and know their good and bad thoughts. He knows what is going on in the hearts of those without this knowledge. They would be having thoughts of Maya all day long, whereas knowledgeable children would have pure thoughts in them. However, he would not sit and read each thought, but God does know that all souls have now reached a state of degradation. Therefore, Jani Jananha, God, has all the knowledge of how to give them salvation. People who have become corrupt in their actions have to be taught how to carry out elevated actions and be liberated from their karmic bondages. God knows this. God says, I have the knowledge of myself, the Creator, and the beginning, middle, and end of my creation, and I give this awareness to all of you. Now you children have to stay in constant remembrance of that Father, for only then will you be liberated from all sins. That is, only then will you go to the land of immortality. Knowing all of this is called being Jani Jananha. Acha. Om Shanti.